France is known for its high-end wines, but you don't think of a huge city like Paris as a place where wine is made. And yet, there's a kind of wine being produced somewhere in the web of tunnels that lies underneath the city. Many of those tunnels were built long ago when quarries were excavated to build some of Paris's most famous buildings and burial crypts. They're collectively known as the catacombs. Emma Jacobs has more from beneath the streets of Paris.
I descended into the Paris catacombs around dusk. I can't tell you where, except to say it was on the left bank of the Seine, and the steps went down and down and down until they reached the caverns where Audric de Campo's mead is aging. Mead, sometimes known as honey wine, is a mix of water and honey that, like wine, must be fermented in a cool, quiet place that's humid and perfectly still.
We're 20 meters under Paris, the life under the metro, and absolutely nothing comes to trouble us and my bears. So it's a perfect place to grow mead.
Mead is the perfect combination of de Campo's two passions, beekeeping and winemaking, which he began experimenting with as a teenager.
My parents have a house in Champagne. They're not winemakers, but there was a dream. I was thinking maybe if I do one or two bottles, it would be fun.
His tiny vineyard grew over the years. De Campo went on to study philosophy at the Sorbonne in Paris, but was coming back to Champagne every weekend to tend his vines and growing garden.
And then naturally, yes, I thought about bees. I asked my parents to install my first beehive. It was a problem because my father was absolutely allergic to bee venom. So I had to fight, and I fought. And I fought and I won, and I installed my first beehive in the wood, far from the house.
His hives in the country were multiplying, but de Campo, still living in Paris, had started to dream about raising bees in the city.
Voilà, un peu de déco.
The humidity down in the catacombs is 90%, and the stone walls are damp to the touch. But brought above ground, the rock will dry out and become the pale stone from which many of Paris's monuments are built. De Campo's mead makes the reverse trip. He now produces the honey that goes into his mead on the rooftops of some of the same buildings.
I grow my bees 20-25 meters above Paris, and I grow my mead 20-25 meters under Paris.
That's about 6 to 8 stories. Beekeeping has something of a tradition in Paris. A beekeeping school has operated in the Luxembourg Gardens for more than 100 years. But de Campo, who you can probably tell by now has a bit of a taste for the dramatic, set his sights on a building in his own neighborhood, Les Invalides, the site of Napoleon's tomb. Today, he has hives on many of the best-known monuments in Paris, including the Musée d'Orsay and the Paris Mint. The bees are hibernating this time of year. If you disturb the hives, the cold could kill them. But de Campo shared a video of one of his trips above Paris. He's on a tower of a roof of a massive 18th-century building, the Military College. A beagle is nosing around the edges as de Campo pulls a tray covered with bees out of the hive.
Et voici les petites parisiennes. Salut, ces demoiselles.
The honey, which he sells, has become his full day job. He's also experimenting with making honey-based candies.
Now I transform a part of the honey in nougat. Nougat is a French specialty of dessert.
So while his next batch of mead slowly ages under Paris, he'll have no trouble keeping busy. For The World, Emma Jacobs, Paris.
You're listening to The World.